Hey guys, it's Amy, and today I'm going to be interviewing Legina Leal, mostly known as Legina Masala. So Legina, for your first question, can you give us a further insight about what Legina Masala is?
Hello Imogen, thank you for having me today.
It's okay.
I teach Indian cooking, so I go to people's houses, I go to hotels, and I teach in schools and colleges, anywhere where I teach them to cook Indian food.
So, how did you start with your venture?
I used to be an accountant, and in October 2013, I was made redundant. Do you know what that means?
No.
That means that my job didn't exist anymore, so I had to leave the job that I was doing, and my friends thought that I should do this, so they encouraged me to set up my own business to teach Indian cooking.
So who has influenced you into creating and building your business?
My friends and the local business community. There's some fantastic people out there who help me, and my family and friends, you know, just locals.
Yeah. So what is your favourite spice pot?
My favourite spice pot is my curry masala pot, because it's just one spice pot that you add to some fried onions and you've got curry. And from there, you can turn it into any of the restaurant style dishes. So you can turn it into a korma, a jalfrezi, a tikka masala, a rogan josh. It's really simple. Or you can make your own favourite curry. So they're suitable for little people, so people like yourself, and you can make a pasanda, which is a sweeter one. A pasanda means for everybody. Everybody likes it. Or you can turn it into a spicier one by adding a little bit of extra chilli. Lots of chilli for some people.
Did anyone in your family influence you into your love for cooking?
My mum's not great. She doesn't like cooking. But my dad loved eating, and I was really good friends with my dad, and every time I cooked something or tried something new, he would always encourage me and tell me how fantastic it was. So I always had really good encouragement from my dad.
Does your family have a favourite dish you cook for them whenever you see them?
Well, my son, he's 19, he really likes my paella, so that's not even an Indian dish, because I cook all our food, so I make lots and lots of different dishes from scratch. In the business, I really focus on Indian food, but for the family, I cook everything.
So what do you enjoy most about your job, cooking or teaching?
I enjoy both aspects, because teaching means I can go out and meet people, because I really like people. But when I'm doing my spicing, when I'm making those spice pots up, I do it in my own time for myself, and I enjoy that as well, because I get to think for myself, and you know, and it's a really precious time, because it's one of my favourite hobbies, really, is the cooking and the spicing. So it's combining the two areas.
So what is the most popular spice pot you sell?
It's back to the curry pot, because you can just create your own curry. So I have two spice pots. One's a garam masala, which is a very common spice pot that comes from northern Punjab, and it's used in most of our savoury dishes, and actually I use it in sweet dishes as well. Because it tastes like Christmas, I'm told. Recently I did a demo at Grand Designs at NEC's. It was a big demo, and the chef there was making chocolate mess, and I told him to add some of my garam masala, and they all thought I was mad. They thought, oh no, you can't add garam masala. But they tried it, and it tastes like Christmas.
In three words, describe your job.
Fun, spicy, happy.
Who is your cooking hero?
Oh, there's so many. I really like Chris Burt. He's a chef at Peachtree in Shrewsbury. And then my hero from telly was Paul Rankin. He used to do Ready Steady Cook, and I've actually cooked before him at Newport Show last year. For Indian cooks, one of my favourites is Cyrus Toddywala, and another one is Vivek Singh.
So, have you won any awards for making curries?
I won two awards last year at Ludlow Food Festival for both my spice pots, so that was very exciting. I've won an award for the most innovative business idea as well, whereas I've never won before, in my life. But when I've set my business up, I had quite a good year last year. So,
have you ever had any cooking disasters?
Oh, everybody has a cooking disaster, I'm sure. Well, I was doing a Bollywood disco last year, doing all the food for the Bollywood disco. None of the cookers in the kitchen, school kitchen, would work. And every guest at this party, at this disco, was in the kitchen trying to help me get these cookers working. And it was just not happening. I wasn't very happy. I couldn't breathe. There were so many people around. So what happened was I told them to just go back to the disco, and they went back to the disco. And then some of the people that were at the party who lived close went home and got me camping stoves, and I cooked rice on camping stoves for 65 people. So it's always okay.
So have you ever taught anyone famous, or do you know of anyone famous who buys your spices?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Paul Rankin, who I said was my hero, has tweeted about how he likes my spices. There's Stephen Lamb, who's at River Cottage. He's said he's given me a lovely testimonial to say that my spices are lovely. So those two will do. They are my heroes as well.
So do you sell your spice pots worldwide, or are they only available in the UK?
At the moment, only available in the UK, online, and some local farm shops. But that's deliberate, because we want to want my website. Last year I also won a competition, so a digital media expert was going to help me with my marketing and all my new website and everything. So he's helping the business with just the website working. Once we've got that as we need it, then we're going to take it further afield.
For the last and final question, what advice would you give to anyone who wanted to follow in your footsteps?
Well, they've got to really love doing what they do, because I can start in the morning at 5 and finish at 2 in the morning. You know, I work very long hours because they're spicing to do this. Lovely things like this, you know, coming out to a school to talk to children and go and cook at various places. So wherever I go and cook, I have to take all the spices and the ingredients and shop and everything. So there's lots involved. There's all my social media, there's writing for the website, there's all sorts that I need to do. I'm doing my blogging now. If you're going to set up your own business or whatever you do, just in terms of your career, is follow your dreams and just go for it, because it's easier, makes your life a little bit happier, because you're doing something that comes naturally. And I wish I'd done it earlier, really.
Thank you, Legina, for coming. I really enjoyed interviewing you today, but sadly that's all from me, Emmy. But me and Tabitha shall spread the animal magic next time. Just remember, stay spicy, stay awesome, folks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.